As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
So we got Andrea, who is looking for a second date update this morning with a guy named Dalton. That's kind of a cool name. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, it's good to hear from you.
Truly, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime experience for me. What? Like, I have been listening for literally my whole life. I mean, it's kind of sad, but I'm also just, like, really excited that I'm able to come to you guys with a second date update. Truly.
Well, I love your attitude. I love that you're approaching this with such positivity.
Yeah. I mean, it's moment to moment, you know, but that's really why I wanted to call, because I just, like, I mean, it's kind of driving me crazy, but I'm trying to, like, figure this out.
Okay, well, let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Dalton, and how did that first date go?
Honestly, it was great. I really liked him. You know, he was just a great guy. You know, I met him on Bumble, and, like, we went to dinner, and we were at Jag's, you know, and, like, we just...
You went to Jag's?
That's a nice dinner.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
I know. It was really nice. The conversation was easy. It didn't feel forced. He's super funny and smart and, you know, obviously, like, really charming and attractive. And honestly, if he would have put a big move on me and been like, you want to come back to my place, I would have absolutely been tempted to go home with him.
Oh.
Which is not really like me, but I...
You would have made an exception for this guy.
For sure. You know, throughout the date, like, I got the feeling that he was attracted to me. But at the end of the date, like, there was no big thing. Like, it was just, like, not at all. Like, nothing. Just, like, this little hug in the parking lot. And, like, I was bummed. But I know, like, with COVID, times are weird. And you don't know how much people are willing to touch you. Or you don't want people to touch them. And
yeah, but at least so, you didn't, like, get a fist bump or an elbow bump. I mean, a hug, it's something.
I mean, I guess. But I just... don't know, you know, and every indication I got from the date was like, I'd totally see him again. And I didn't really take the no kissing as a negative because the date went so well, but it's been a week and I texted him twice and he's just not responding. So I don't know. That's pretty much it. I just really want to know what happened.
Well, how late did the date go? Cause Jags is like, you know, that's not a quick in and out. That's not Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. I would say we were out till about 10.
Not that I'm slamming Cracker Barrel. I love Cracker Barrel.
I love Cracker Barrel.
You know, I don't know that I necessarily would linger at Cracker Barrel.
I miss Cracker Barrel. I would really like some of their French toast right now.
Yeah, I'd eat my French toast and go.
Yeah.
But Jags, well, let's do multiple courses. Let's hang out. Let's stay for an after-dinner cocktail. You know, did he seem like he was in any hurry to get out of there or?
No, I mean, it was very, like you said, everything, like, you know, sometimes if you don't think it's going well, like you're not interested in staying for dessert or you don't order an appetizer because you're like, oh, this isn't really going well, so I guess I'll just eat and leave.
Right.
Like,
ooh, yeah, I got an early day tomorrow. I should probably call it.
Yeah. We had
that's pretty good.
And,
pretty good, right?
That sounds like a hell of a catch to me.
Plus, his name is Dalton.
Dalton, that's just badass. Who doesn't want to date a Dalton? I mean, a Dalton can be anything. A Dalton can be, he could be like a
waiter.
Well,
or
I was
a quarterback.
I was thinking, well, I was
those
definitely.
Those are the two Daltons I know.
I was thinking cowboy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He could be kind of like a rough guy, tough guy, very down and dirty, big man kind of
Country music singer.
He could be a country music singer. Mm-hmm. He could be a private investigator or like a secret agent.
Oh, yeah.
Like Agent Dalton.
I was thinking more like, hey, it's Dalton. You want a Cosmo?
Oh, boy.
It could go either way.
It could go.
She did
really.
Say he was very charming.
Charming.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We're just playing through all the possible scenarios, Andrea. Don't listen to us. We know nothing.
You know what? It's all good.
And we're not going to know anything until we talk to Dalton. So we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we will call Senator Dalton. Maybe he's a state representative. He could be a state representative. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And see what he thought of Andrea for real. As we continue with Second Date Update, next on Q102. All right, so Andrea met Dalton on Bumble. Dalton lived up to its name. Because when I hear a name Dalton. Like Dalton, I figure a guy
I
like
that.
I
think Texas.
You think Texas?
I think Texas.
I think sophisticated, smart, funny, attractive, charming. And these are all qualities that Andrea said Dalton had. And mm-hmm. she sensed a mutual attraction coming from him as well. So if he was all these things, oh, and by the way, they had dinner at Jag's, you know, really nice place.
That's cool. Sure.
You know, they hung out. They weren't in any hurry to get out of there. It sounds like it was a great date all around. So I don't know what happened. And Andrea, you couldn't think of anything weird or awkward or any strange moments that went down in the course of your date?
Nothing. Like I said, it was the best date I'd ever been on.
That's saying something.
That is saying something.
Yeah, but he has totally ghosted Andrea. So we're going to call Dalton and see what's up. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Hello.
Hey, Dalton.
Yes.
Hey, man, are we catching you in a bad time? It's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you?
The dating people on the radio?
Yes, sir. We're the dating people.
The dating people on the radio.
Is this serious? Is this a crank call?
No, it's not a crank call. We got Tim and Fritz here. We got you on speakerphone. And we were hoping, if you're willing, we'd love to have you come on the radio with us for a couple minutes and chat, if you're cool with that.
Gosh, I don't know. I feel like the person who's getting the call from you guys, usually, who called you about me?
Well, it was Andrea. Before you get, I don't know what your reaction is to that, but let me just say up front that she said you were great. You were very nice, smart, funny, attractive, and charming. Those were words she used.
Okay.
She was left with the impression that there might be a mutual attraction there. Maybe she misread it. I don't know, but would you at least be willing to have a conversation with us about Andrea and tell us, you know, what your thoughts were on her and the date and everything?
I got to be honest, I'm surprised she's actually wanting this to be talked about on the radio, but that's fine.
Why? Is there something that she's aware of that you think is delicate?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe this is more reason for concern or something. I don't know. Listen, the attraction's all there. We had a great time. We went to Jag's. It was great. Had a delicious meal. It was good. I mean, she seems like an extremely intelligent, lovely person. I'm not even sure how to start. Did she tell you what she does for a living?
I don't think she did. I don't believe so.
Okay. She's a GI doctor. You know what that is?
Gastrointestinal, sure.
I see one every 3 years.
Exactly. I had not heard of that. That's why I asked. I mean, I didn't know what that was. So, you know, cool.
Did you get an hour of bowel stories at dinner?
That's amazing. Well, yes, she's a poop doctor, and she loves to talk about it, and that's great. I love the passion, about what you do. You should definitely, I respect that. I've just never been with anybody that excited about poop.
You can tell a lot about somebody by their poop.
So I was told. Hey, listen, I think a healthy colon is paramount to happy living. So, you know, I'm all about it, and, you know, it's important to be in touch with that. But we're having dinner, right? And it's, you know, a nice meal. We're getting to know one another, and that's all she's talking about. And I keep trying to maybe, like, I don't know, bring the subject to some other things, but she just kind of keeps bringing it back. But the kicker is that she tells me, and this is not a lie, she tells me she wants me to send her a picture of my poop.
Oh. Hey,
I know.
She's going to get, she's giving you a free appointment.
There's a new app, too. You can do that with your friends. It's called the Poop Map.
Is it really?
You can track each other's and make sure that you can see if anyone is, you know,
maybe, is off.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Jacob on that. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Is that real?
Talk to her about it. She'll tell you all about it. It's a very important thing. She's like, I can tell you all sorts of things about you based on your poop. And I don't know. I just was like, maybe we should just talk to each other to learn about one another. And I just,
oh, my goodness. Like, that's hilarious.
I don't know. It just was weird. And it was a lot. I mean, like I said, I'm comfortable talking about that kind of stuff even. But this was... this was kind of a lot.
Do you think she was just kind of joking about that as a funny sort of icebreaker, something to laugh about later? Or was she really ready to send it to the lab?
It felt like the latter. I think that if it was maybe like more of like we were kind of just, you know, kind of flip, kind of talking about it, and she was sort of like making jokes about herself, but she wasn't. She was very seriously talking about it and very passionately talking about it, which is, like I said, I respect. But I don't think that she was making a passing joke. I mean, literally, she just always, 80% of our conversation was about poop.
80%? That's wow, a lot
that's,
of poop talk
that's
over
heavy poop.
A meal. Yeah.
Dominated the conversation.
That is interesting. Okay, well, I got to tell you, Dalton, before we bring Andrea into the conversation, you know, I'm the person on the show who typically doesn't enjoy it when the conversation devolves into poop talk, especially if it's gratuitous. However, I love her enthusiasm. I love her passion for her craft, for her job.
For her craft.
You know, for her trade, for what she does. One of my favorite things about Kristen's sister, Katie, is she's a vet, and she is wickedly passionate about science, and she gets really geeked up when she talks about it, and it makes it really interesting to listen to. Now, I understand we're talking about poop here over dinner, which is a different thing, but Andrea, what is your reaction to what Dalton just said?
I'm really surprised. I just don't understand, like, why you ask so many questions if you, like, actually weren't interested. That's what I'm most confused about, because we talked about it for a while because you kept asking me questions about it. Like, I wouldn't have kept going on if you didn't keep asking about it. You know what I mean? That seems so weird to me.
Okay, I hear that. And I did. I did ask a couple of questions. You know, that's what you do. You ask, you try to be interested and you ask a few questions, you know, with small talk, or so I thought. But, you know, because you just kept going and going and going, there wasn't really anything else for me to, like, ask questions about, because that was all we were talking about. So I was just trying to be polite. I was, you know, like I said, I felt like I tried to, like, move the conversation, you know, like, oh, and, like, you know, like, what led you to that job? Like, maybe you'll tell me more about your past or your childhood, but it just kind of kept the focus stayed right there.
Yeah.
And like I said, I think you are great, and I honestly think you are an incredible person, but I don't know if I can... I'm sorry. It was maybe more than I was ready for.
I got to tell you, like, all the anxieties that come with new relationships, especially like the first time you poop in that person's house.
Hey, you know,
there would be none of that.
Zero of that.
If these two got together.
Right.
Think of how freeing and liberating that would be
for somebody to not be all offended.
Or if you forget to flush, you don't have to be stressed out or embarrassed by it.
She might actually enjoy smelling your farts.
Well, let's not go crazy.
Yes, these are the things I'll never know.
It is an interesting choice to make. You know, it's one of those areas of medicine that I'm always curious. It's like, okay, what made you decide you wanted to be a GI doctor or an OB or a podiatrist or a urologist? It's just an interest. Like, I can see the sexiness of a heart surgeon or a brain surgeon or, you know, that kind of. But, like, wow.
Yeah, what attracted you? And you must have been able to get over all of the nastiness that comes with...
See, I don't even think they think... they don't see it as nasty.
No, of course not. It's what I do.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, thank God we have you.
Yes, thank you for what
yes,
you do.
Yes, we appreciate it. Thank you for your service.
I got to tell you, it's like I'm on a Seinfeld
thank
episode.
You.
By the way, do you do any stuff for IBS? I probably should look into that for myself personally.
Oh, I know. Tim and I probably do. Can we get a group rate if we come in?
Dalton's like, this is exactly why I don't want to go out again. He's like, and I don't want to go out with you people ever.
It's happening again. Deja vu.
Who's hungry? Dalton, thank you for being a good sport and for taking the call.
Thanks,
we
Dalton.
Appreciate you leveling with us.
Yeah, Andrea, I respect you. I respect you.
Okay.
Sorry, Andrea.
Best of luck to you both.
Really, yeah.
Okay. It's just like such a letdown, you know?
I know.
I'm sorry.
Because I feel like that's just silly, but like, I'm sad. Yeah.
I get it. Yep.
Thank you for putting yourself out there and coming on Second Date Update.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, I guess.
Yeah. Take care. Keep in touch.
Okay.
All right.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/fly healthy.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.